Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. KX93.5. The Virgin Marys from Macclesfield in England. They got new music out and they're just totally happening. Trio, I love a trio. I've loved a trio ever since The Jam when I was growing up. Anyway, I'm really stoked because I've got Ali Dickley on the phone and we're going to talk about what's happening. How are you doing, Ali?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm loving this new single, Motherless Land.
Yes, man, it's going down really cool. Like, we're ending it at the shows on this, we're in the shows down the West Coast, and it's amazing to see the crowd response to it. It's going down great.
You were in LA the other night, right, playing?
Yeah, at the Mayan Theatre. That was, it's one of the best gigs that we've done, I think. We all performed really cool. You know, we won the crowd over. I think, I'm not sure exactly what fans are expecting from the support band, but, you know, like, within a few songs, you know, we got everyone into it. So, yeah, couldn't ask for more, really.
Who are you opening for?
It's Shinedown.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. But no, I'm sure that seems like a good enough match to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're really lovely guys. You know, they've been amazing each night. It's great to be, you know, playing in front of their audience and, you know, winning some more fans over. You know, hopefully we can keep coming back to the States and getting more and more fans.
Yeah, well, next time you're around, you should come down to Laguna Beach and hang out with us. We'd love to have you in the studio. Now, for your last full-length album, King of Conflict, you released the album, then you released another version with commentary from the band, which is very cool for somebody prepping an interview anyway. And you also released an entire record of stripped-down versions of all of the songs, which for an old geezer like me was very cool because you could hear all the songs in all their glory. What's your favourite way of doing this? Which do you prefer?
Well, a lot of the songs were written on acoustic, so it's nice to hear that side of them. And it's just a different spin on it. I don't think you can beat the electric version personally, but I've always been a massive fan of Neil Young. I watched an old BBC session that he did. I think it's like 1971. And all the songs, like, he's playing on acoustic, kind of pretty much an audience with Neil Young. That was a massive influence to me. And I think, you know, a song can translate as well acoustically. It's a really good side.
Well, glad you mentioned Neil Young, because there is a similarity in that even your stripped-down versions rock. He's like that too, you know. It's not, he doesn't do a stripped-down version and everything goes all weak. And you're the same. The acoustic versions, I think, really rock. I love Just a Ride. I've been playing that on the radio here. It's so cool.
Oh, nice, man. Yeah, I mean, that particular one was written on acoustic and it was, it had more of a kind of folky feel to start with, I think. But you could kind of, like, hear how it was going to go electric. But, you know, I think a good song is a good song, so it's just going to work anyway.
There's traffic on the northern line. We say goodbye the final time. Pretend that we meant something more than this. When the memories you left behind remind me you were never mine. The lonely train you left without a kiss. The golden girl, a silver spoon. The eyes like pearls that wept so soon. And hold me up until the I climb aboard the sinking ship, biting on my bottom lip, and wait for time to heal my pride. But time was never on my side. Me and you were just a ride. You and me were just a ride. 7 weeks has come to pass. I stumble on the photograph to see the lucky man to take my place. You were cloak and dagger from the start to twist the knife into my heart. Watch my eyes lead tracks upon my face. Me just a ride. Me and you were just a ride. Me and you were just. You lied, you lied, you lied, you liar. You lied, you lied, you lied, you liar. Pearls that wept too soon and hung me up until the day I die. I climb aboard the sinking ship, biting on my bottom lip, and wait for time to heal my pride. But time was never on my side. Me and you were just a ride.
You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna Beach, California's only FM radio station. That is the sound of the Virgin Mary's and a stripped-down version of Just a Ride, a song from their album King of Conflict. And I've been talking to Ali Dickerley, who's the lead singer and guitar player from the band, and he's on the phone with me right now. Congratulations on that song, mate. Very emotional. Everybody can relate to that sort of relationship that you're singing about in that song. I'm just wondering if you, like, if, do you craft songs like that, or do they just pour out of you and they get written really quickly?
Certain songs are a lot quicker than others. I think Just a Ride was fairly quick as it goes, you know, like lyrically. And I don't know, it's not always that comfortable subject matter, but it's an art, so it needs to be as true as it can be, you know, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. Yeah. I'd hate to be writing some stuff that was anywhere near the middle of the road, because it's, you don't, I can't really deliver the lyrics in the same way if it's not really something that means that much.
Does that account for the sort of lack of output in the last couple of years? When did the last record come out?
Last record was out in 2013. I think we've done kind of like a lot of touring since then. And we've pretty much been, I think we've had about 30 songs to pick from, you know, demos for the new album. But it was actually finished last year. It's just, it's coming out this year. But yeah, I mean, like, preferably we'd have liked it to come out earlier, but we're just absolutely made up that we got to work with Gil Norton on this one, and yeah. You know, and we had time to kind of perfect it to do the album that we really wanted to.
Yeah, and of course, are you playing those songs live? People can hear new stuff live.
Yeah. It's just really cool, man. We're so made up with this tour, because we've been playing the new stuff and it's going down better than the old stuff. So that's an amazing sign for us.
We're just delighted, man. Next time you're around, we'd love to have you in the station. I'll make you a couple of Yorkshire tea, and I might even bring hobnobs.
Mate, that'd be amazing.
Listen, have a great time on the tour, and please do stay in touch, and we'll keep playing the music. And it's lovely to talk to you, Ali.
Yeah, man, you too. All the best.
We were riding underneath the sun. We were shaking from the things we'd done. We were breaking every pattern, straying from the map to make a new life on the run. We were sick of our behind the lens, with a strip of all its innocence. Watch the hands of the puppets making all the war for the benefit of their own ends. Motherless land, a couple pills in my hand that take me out of my mind. A couple we stand, a couple pills in our hands to take us out of our mind. Things were not. We were lost in vicious circles, looking for a key, another door, another lock. As the sun was dancing on the lake, there was only so much we could take. So we left it all to happen, left it all to chance.
said they could not shake. Monoliths round, a couple pills in my hands to take me out of my mind. A couple weeks down, a couple pills in our hands to take us out of our mind.